Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In no way a wipeout, but some of the Kentucky fruit crops have taken a significant hit from winter weather. With a very preliminary look, UK Extension horticulturist John Strang.
You know, we've had a bad winter. You know, we've hit minus 15 at the farm here. We've hit minus 21 and minus 32 in at least one part of the state, and that's been really tough on our peaches and blackberries and raspberries.
Strang says every location is different, and so are the impacts on various crops.
The strawberries were under that layer of snow, so they've come through with flying colors. We've just got to get through the late spring frost right now.
Some of the fruit crops in our Kentucky climate are a gamble. Others are more tolerant of tough temperatures and a safer bet for our farmers.
The apples and the pears and the highbush blueberries are in really good shape. Thornless blackberries, the canes are typically killed down to the snow line, I think, pretty much. So we've lost a good portion of our blackberry crop.
Year to year, those growing peaches indicate they're lucky to get a full crop one out of every 4 or 5 years.
That's going to be a problem for our growers. You know, a lot of our growers in central and eastern Kentucky lost their peaches last year, and it looks like we've lost them in the middle of the winter this year again.
Strang says once the snow finally clears and ice melts away, they'll have a better picture on overall fruit crop condition. We'll be right back.
I love it when the Kentucky pork producers show up at an event. What to get? Country ham? Those pork chop sandwiches look good. I'd like to thank the folks responsible for this.
We're the O'Briens.
We produce pork and we eat pork. We're going to produce the most economical, safe, reliable food that we can.
This wouldn't be Sunday morning breakfast without country ham. We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back today visiting with UK Extension horticulturist John Strang, who cautions that while some of the winter impacts on specific crops were harsh, conditions in various regions of the state vary so much, he's cautious about making blanket statements on damage. On the other hand, low temperatures did more than thin out that peach crop.
It went beyond that. I don't think we've got any live peach buds out there. Now, we are good in western Kentucky. Bowling Green and in far western Kentucky is in pretty good shape.
That good news he referenced in Bowling Green and farther west illustrates the variability of weather impacts on specific regions on specific crops. He encourages roadside farm market fans to call ahead and check with their favorite farm locations.
We'll have product out there, but they need to be aware that might not have quite as much. It's just another year in the life of a fruit grower.
We'll try to have a more extensive preseason assessment on fruit crops in a few weeks. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.